Until we meet again, please come back. By President James E. Faust, 1920 to 2007, second counselor in the first presidency. We open our arms to you. We need your help. To those who have been offended or lost interest in the church, or who have turned away for any reason, we invite all of you to join in full fellowship again with us. The faithful members, with all their faults and failings, are humbly striving to do God's holy work across the world. We need your help in the great struggle against the powers of darkness so prevalent in the world today. In becoming a part of this work, you can all satisfy the deepest yearnings of your souls. You can come to know the personal comfort that can be found in seeking the sacred and holy things of God. You can enjoy the blessings and covenants administered in the holy temples. You can have great meaning and purpose in your lives, even in the profane world in which we live. You can have strength of character so that you can act for yourselves and not be acted upon. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 26. A few years ago, the first presidency of the church issued this invitation. We are aware of some who are inactive, of others who have become critical and are prone to find fault, and of those who have been disfellowshipped or excommunicated because of serious transgressions. To all such, we reach out in love. We are anxious to forgive in the spirit of Him who said, "I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive. But of you, it is required to forgive all men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 10. We encourage church members to forgive those who may have wronged them. To those who have ceased activity and to those who have become critical, we say, come back. Come back and feast at the table of the Lord, and taste again the sweet and satisfying fruits of fellowship with the saints. We are confident that many have wanted to return, but have felt awkward about doing so. We assure you that you will find open arms to receive you and willing hands to assist you. Church News, December 22, 1985, page 3. I sincerely and humbly reiterate that request, and we open our arms to you. From A Priceless Heritage, Ensign, November 1992, pages 85 and 86. End of the section. Until We Meet Again, by President James E. Faust, 1920 to 2007, second counselor in the first presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.